This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss getting Greco'd, towers at Abbey's, and bubble guts. Now play the music, Chili.
Tired, buddy?
That would be amazing if he really did just do that.
No, I'm fine. I just...
It's a good thing he has wheels on his chair, because then we could just wheel him out and do this ourselves.
As long as the button's still recording.
And there's a ramp to the basement studio, so we could just push him right out.
That's a good point. wake up in Borum Hill or somewhere?
You wake up in the Gowanus Canal.
Ooh. It's a good day for
a
swim.
No, you wouldn't. Would he get all the way on 7th Street? Would he get all the way down into the canal?
If conditions were favorable.
He would get to 2nd Street and then...
2nd Ave and then hit the...
2nd Ave, yeah, yeah. And he would
right into a building.
He will it look
would
for be, you by the Bell the, House.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where all the city sites tour buses are.
Oh, that's where they park.
I would hope there'd be one person with like a glass of wine out in the street just waiting for me to roll by.
You'd be...
Throw it on my head.
Yeah, you're unconscious, though.
Oh, right. Well, they could still hydrate me, right? Mm. No?
No, I mean, yeah, they'd throw water on you.
How do you
That's how they'd hydrate you.
Mm. The Gowanus water? Because I don't want that.
You could want that. You could get that.
I don't want it.
It's a face cleanse. It's a new cleaner. Ivanka Trump's brand new line of face cleaners. It's called Gowanus Canal.
Alkaline water is played. Gowanus Canal water is where it's at.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I stand by everything I said.
And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I'm sitting next to Dan.
And I'm producer Jeremy. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, PJ.
I guess you don't really tune in. It's more of a...
You click in.
Yeah, it's more of a
click in.
Hey,
thanks for clicking in.
Yeah. So how are you, gents?
I don't like that term. I don't think that should be coined.
Yeah, cut that.
Click in.
Yeah, click in.
Get rid of that
part. So how do you like my new deep, sexy voice? Are you into it?
No,
not so much.
No, not really. No.
All right. Well.
What's that thing that people are that's MSR, MSQR,
what ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR. You could get a job right now.
What is that? It's like a
people watch videos and then claim that their brain gets high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the videos are just like.
No, but it's people's voices.
Oh.
ASMR is it's like a thing where like people are really like they can.
It's a stimuli for the brain.
Yeah, like this low voice does something to some people in the brain. You know,
it's like you are an excellent athlete. You can achieve your goals without performance enhancing drugs.
It's true. And you, everyone,
it's just not as fun though.
Sheryl Crow is better off without you.
All she wants to do
is dance. Oh, have some, fun.
Yeah, some fun.
That's close. You're ballparky.
Oh, yeah. All she wants to do is dance is Don Henley. Get out of here. Get out of here with that shit.
Do you know...
I guess this is the end of the innocence.
You want to segue into a way to be positive on the Eagles, then you go, that's life in the fast lane. You get back to Joe Walsh, who's the only redeeming quality. Of the Eagles,
rest in peace.
My opinion. Joe Walsh is alive and well.
But the Eagles are dead.
No, the Eagles are going back on tour. The Eagles are doing a tour.
It's not too late to stop them.
Kickstart that campaign.
The Eagles journey REO Speedwagon together for one excellent concert series.
Tragically ended in bloodshed.
there is a lot of those. There's an R&B version of that too, which is like the Boys to Men and Another Bad Creation. I don't know. A whole bunch of these 90s R&B artists that are doing the exact same thing.
It's a nostalgia trip.
ABC?
Yeah.
For BBD. All the listeners out there listening, because it's a nostalgia trip, you're welcome.
I guess I shouldn't shit on nostalgia. Huh?
No. The East Coast family. Considering what we just did this past weekend.
That's true. That is a good point.
It's a nice segue. You see what I did there?
Not if you say it, though.
Oh.
Remember, you're the one that always gives me shit for doing that.
I know. I was just making jokes, buddy.
Speaking of segues.
Did you hear about that guy that fell off of one? He died.
The
guy who
creator?
Creator?
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
No, but we had a great weekend at the Chiller Theater in beautiful New Jersey.
Parsippany, New Jersey, to be specific.
It was an anonymous corporate campus that I remarked to my college friend looked remarkably like SUNY Purchase.
It did have a collegiate just like institution feel to
grass,
it.
Grass, bricks, goose shit, all the necessaries. Hmm.
Enough Canadian geese to make you feel like you're really back at school.
Nesting Canadian geese.
Well, all the big boys were there.
All the big boppers were there.
Yeah. Tom Berenger.
Bronson Pinchot.
The other guy from Perfect Strangers.
Who I heard was that.
Mark Lynn Baker.
Mark
Baker. Was the nice one and Bronson was the shithead?
Let's just leave it ambiguous.
Flava Flav.
Dean Cain.
Well, we got Richard Grieco'd a couple times.
Yeah,
we coined that term saying that that's just when anytime Richard Grieco would look you in the eyes. We didn't go up to him. We didn't do anything, but
never engaged.
Never engaged. But if he looked us in the eyes, we got Grieco'd, and that had to been like at least three times.
It's like all the other light in the room goes dark, and music starts playing. But the music is like the music is 80s music.
Uh-huh. I don't know, it's all the 80s music I can do.
So we
got Greeked.
You were there, so you know, we were signing autographs and meeting people and stuff. And
we were pressing flesh for money.
There were two people. There were two people that came up to see us, and then I passed in the halls, and they had just gotten Greeked. Like real good Greeked.
They were
trying to take a sneaky picture of George Hamilton, and Richard Grieco'd thought they were trying to do it with him, and so he came up and tried to make a big scene about
Grieco
it.
Grieco start some shit, is what you're saying?
It was basically like a non-consensual Grieco.
Yeah, it was a super non-consensual Grieco. Like, she got, like, he kissed her on the forehead and, like, came in for a big hug, you know, all unsolicited.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. If we see him again, should we get Grieco'd in the future, we'll let him know that this is not acceptable behavior.
Yeah, for sure. But the kicker is that he... In a day and age where you have Wikipedia and a cell phone in your pocket, at all times you can figure out if someone's lying to you if you ask them, if they tell you how old they are. But Richard Grieco lied about his age to these chicks, and they went online and were like, no, he can't be. He said he was 46, and they were like, uh-uh. No way. Richard Grieco is older than 46. I call
really,
bullshit.
You're really blowing up the 21 jump spot at this point.
Hey, you know, what do you want? I don't think Grieco's listening. If he is, if someone out there knows Richard Grieco, Grieco, you tell him to listen. We'll hashtag him Richard Grieco.
Grieco, if you're listening, you need a new booker for the conventions.
Can we suggest one? Yeah. Yeah, the thing about that place was that typically the other ones we've been to is like huge convention
hall. Much higher ceilings.
Absolutely.
Ceilings about three times.
But this one was kind of sprawling.
Higher.
I'd never been to a horror fest either. I kind of dug it.
Yeah, there's a lot of horror stuff.
Yeah, it was like going to a horror convention in the basement of a Walmart.
Or like a Catholic church.
Right. Well, it's exactly what a first floor hotel
no
in New
bones.
Jersey
there was baked goods.
There was
though.
No bones.
Pizza slices.
There was baked goods, but unleavened.
Yeah.
The worst, you know, pizza in Jersey isn't that bad. Pizza in Jersey is actually, there's some really great places.
Well, let's not.
I know, but I'm just saying that for next time, Hotel Parsippany, get a fucking better pizzeria to make the pizzas, Christ.
And they were just bringing in pizzas, like boxes
of pizzas. Yeah, they were bringing in pizzas
like
and charging everybody $2 a pop for them, which is like... Highway robbery.
That's a massive markup.
Is it? Because I thought that was a pretty good deal when
I bought it. No, not that kind of pizza.
You're paying Brooklyn prices for pizza.
Yeah. Mm. And
the best kind of pizza is free pizza, and that's the kind of pizza when there was a line, you get the pizza, and then you just walk away.
I have paid for...
I got your lunch that way.
Nice. Thank you.
I have paid for pizza that has tasted better than free pizza.
Yeah. Sure.
Wait,
if you're being picky. In the moment... in the true sense of a cool down slice, Michael C. Marona.
Oh, the spirit of the cool down slice.
It doesn't matter. You know what? If you needed a cool down slice and it was the 99-cent, you know, bologna pizza place,
I might keep walking.
You might keep walking, yeah. But I might not. If I said that now it's time for a cool down slice, right. It doesn't matter where it is. This, you got to do it.
This cools now. This cools everything.
I think the pizza was a factor in my bubble gut on Saturday, which might be...
I'm glad we're covering this.
We can talk about the bubble gut, man, because it was rough. And I'm still like, whatever. I'll get to it.
Bubble
I'll get,
gut.
I'll get to the bubble, bu- I'll get bubble, to bubble, the bubble gut. Gut.
Bubble gut.
But
bubble,
bubble, when we bubble left, gut. When we left bubble to go, when we left to go to this... convention, we hadn't eaten, so we were very hungry. We were waiting for Jeremy, and Jeremy was late because he got pizza for himself.
Cauliflower pizza.
Yes, cauliflower pizza, buffalo pizza.
Not just any.
I walked off the subway stop, and I knew you guys were going to your deep-fried hot dog joint.
No, we didn't. We didn't know. I didn't know we were going to Rutz
out
yet.
Yeah, we had no
concept. You're lying.
No.
Yes, we didn't. I had no idea. I had no idea that we were going to Rutz out.
All right, well, in my mind, I was like, I didn't eat. I'm almost positive that's the truth.
No, absolutely.
And if not, it's my truth. But I walked out of the subway and it was right by that pizza spot, that good Screamer's pizza. So it's not like...
Well, you know, all you had to say was, hey, I'm out of the subway, go by Screamer's pizza. You want something? And I would have got some. We thought about getting falafels, and the first thing we said was, oh, that's something that Jeremy can eat.
In the spirit of friendship and
just
comedy.
Just to say, while
and then
we
right
were
after
sitting,
that, it was, yeah, I feel like right I'm, after, you're both staring at me. I feel like I'm getting teamed up on here.
It's true.
It's unavoidable with a three-man team.
It's true. three-man team. But
unless
yeah, so then,
play official
so,
quarterback.
So burying the lead, Jeremy, we went to Rutz Hut in Clifton.
Right, which we talked about
when we went to Morristown.
In a text message before
my dogs,
I got on the train.
My hot dogs were not as good as when we sat down there.
Yeah, sometimes the takeout isn't as, it was like too fast, you know, like those dogs are sitting there.
Yeah, cook them for a minute.
Yeah, well, so.
Cook for 30 seconds.
Someone who hasn't eaten a lot of beef in general in the last year or so. To eat two of those dogs and a cheeseburger on top because I was very hungry.
You don't have to justify
like,
your hunger.
No, it's just the way it is.
For the listener, Dan was very hungry.
Wait, I was very hungry.
A Don Henley song?
No, that's Bruce Hornsby.
All right.
Come on.
I have that record.
Yeah, it's a good record.
It is a good record.
Bruce Hornsby is the best kind of 80s cheese there is.
Back to the cheeseburgers.
Anyway, so that's how that was my base, and then I ate a couple slices of that crap pizza at the Hilton.
Right.
And then we had a sleepover at my parents' house, but we went to this place Jimmy G's that I used to like very much. And I got my wings the way I want them, Jersey style, which is Frank's Red Hot and butter. And yeah, I know. It's delicious.
For the listener, I just convulsed.
Yeah, well, that's
can you emulsify that or are they like separately?
They just
separately
put
dipped?
Butter and Red's Hot together and whip it up and that's your sauce.
That's an emulsion.
That's Jersey
that's
style.
An emulsion.
That's an emulsion.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah, emulsified.
You learned something today, Dan.
I know. You know what?
So
it feels good.
I learned that I can't lie to you about vegan pizza.
Yeah, man, don't lie to me about vegan effing pizza.
I will see right through your lies.
But that place also, I ate a burger, which was stupid. I don't know why.
Oddly enough, Jeremy and I both had pizza that night.
You did have pizza. You had pizza from a place that I was like, don't, you know, you might not want to get the pizza. And you guys bitched about the pizza.
Well,
and I said,
I didn't. I was just like, I'm eating.
Right. Jeremy bitched about the pizza, and I said, I told you not to get pizza.
I think that was the day.
I didn't bitch about anything.
That was
I enjoyed it. I ate every bit of it.
That was the evening that Jeremy became Prince of Crust, because he left all his crust behind.
He left all your crust. You were like, I ate more than you did.
Yeah, he was trying to challenge me. Yeah,
well, I wanted the whole weekend to try to go for the crown of Pizza King, but somebody was... it's one of those things where they like hold the crown in front of your face. You could have been a dangle. But I never could grasp it because the opportunity never arose. Even though the whole day on Saturday, that's all I ate was pizza. Morning, noon, and night was all pizza.
A wake up pizza?
Three meals.
Yeah,
what'd you have at Abby's?
You had French toast or do you have pancakes?
Yeah, pancakes. You had a short snack of pancakes. So.
Was that Saturday morning?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing.
In essence, that is a slice of pizza.
What? So from
Minus
4:30 p.m. Friday to 9 a.m. Saturday, ate 2 rippers, 2 burgers, 4 boneless wings, Jersey style, 3 pieces of pizza, and a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese in the morning. And I sat down, to fucking meet people and work. And within like 10 minutes, the bubble gut set in.
He was roiling. Daniel's guts next to me, young Daniel, his guts were roiling.
It was not a good scene. It was not a good scene. I don't like pooping in places that are...
I don't get that.
I don't like pooping in public places, man. I don't like it. I hate it.
This is something that I share with my fake television brother.
Is that true?
Yeah. My body is conditioned for a shoot crew day. So I can shit at 6 in the morning. Before I can shit at 5:30, 6 in the morning before I go to work, and then I can shit at night when I get home.
Right. That's exactly how I do.
Your body is scheduled.
Yeah.
Until you go into nights. And then
I started doing stage rigging. Yeah, then I would try and get an extra shit in the afternoon.
I can't schedule. I mean, I'll shit in the street
There's
right now.
There's an app.
Bathroom app?
Yeah, you can schedule it.
Or schedule. Yeah.
Schedule.
You eat. It's an app that you have to buy because it comes with something you eat.
Yeah.
And it just gets stuck in your colon. Yeah. And you just send a message and be like, yo, time to poop.
It's like the Apple Watch. It buzzes you.
Yeah. $1 billion idea right there. Write that one down.
Apple poop.
We had several $1 billion
Apple
ideas
poop.
During the
while we were at the convention.
Yeah.
Okay. I think one of them was we should set up a tube rental place, right? For people carrying their posters, tube rental.
Yeah, but how do you get the tube back?
That's the end of the convention.
It
comes with free shipping. Because you need to still bring it safely to your car or safely to your home.
Home. Yeah. I think that's the op. Yeah. That's the...
It's got to be like the Black Tux, where they just send you... You get a UPS label for return shipment.
Which now has a flagship store in New York City.
I never heard of them, but... It doesn't,
you will, Michael C. Marona.
But doesn't the garment, if you just like put a UPS label on it, doesn't it get messed up when you ship it?
The tube?
No, the garments, the freaking...
No, it comes in a big box.
Oh, so why don't they call it the big box?
The big black box?
That didn't test as well as the Black Tux.
The black box.
Well, the airline industries have that on lock.
You know what? That was I like that joke. That
Thanks.
Was a genuine
Mike
laugh.
Mike did not.
That was a genuine laugh.
Everybody. That's my black box.
Things that I found weird about Chiller Theater.
Okay.
Not enough Purell. Not enough hand sanitizer for everybody.
I should
really have like one or two of those. I'm talking not for us. Like, we should know to have our own, but for the kids, you know? The kids that come, or the...
Which kids?
The 57-year-old single basement dwellers.
Hey, that's my demo.
Yeah. Where do you think Jeremy targets his ASMR videos to?
My channel's blowing up. We did do...
The people that, like, there was a Pennywise that was walking around and ended up, like, getting, like,
very
videos
personal,
with
very
everybody,
personal.
Got very personal with this... this actress Bai Ling.
Oh.
I got some video of that.
One of our neighbors.
I'll share with
yes.
you.
One of our
so
neighbors.
We can put on the website.
Oh, the old web.
We talk
Jeremy,
about
Jeremy, we
talk
about stuff that goes
stuff
up
online.
On the website, and Jeremy sometimes doesn't put it all up. So we're sorry.
Jeremy
we
has
blame
a lot
it.
To do.
We blame it all
and
on
I try my
Jeremy.
Best. I don't know. Yeah. Listen, we talked about pizza before. I know we did.
When?
No.
I don't recall that.
I have to start writing things down, I think.
You should write things down. And Jeremy, when you're working with us, you should figure out ways
How will this protect the brand?
How do we protect the brand? Yeah, you got to be more about protecting the brand.
And how was I not protecting the brand?
I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
You son of a bitch.
I have suggestions.
Just from the guy who I had to get diarrhea medicine for halfway during.
That's true.
That is true. That is the ultimate.
And here's the thing. I ate 4 Pepto-Bismol pills that did nothing, and I wanted to go right for the Alka-Seltzer, and Michael...
Counseled
me and said, dude, you don't want to do that, man. It's going to fuck you up.
It's like Pop Rocks and Coke.
And I don't know if that's true or not, but I believed him in the moment because I felt so bad, I didn't want to feel worse.
It's just like Pop Rocks and Pepto-Bismol. they mix the same way. You don't...
We should have hit the Pop Rocks table.
There were no Pop Rocks tables.
None of us ate very well on the weekend, which is
no,
just a matter
bad
of...
bad news.
Well, it's just a matter of when you're in a con, you just have to...
take what they're giving you.
No, because that's how you end up.
That's how you get sick.
Yeah. You just need to prepare a little better. And
yeah, you had a cooler with seltzer, but that was it.
I took care of my boys. Did
that's
I know?
Very nice.
You did.
You know, but the thing
when
was,
we go on adventures, I
tend
to bring...
Oh, and I had some dried apricots, too, from you. That was real nice.
The Turkish apricots.
They were really good. Yeah, very good.
They're made of genocide.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the sleepover. I want to go back to the sleepover for a minute.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about the sleepover.
Well, let me
no real sleepover.
Let me just say that
you guys just what you say it. You say it. Say it, Jeremy.
I just want to say that we finally got to see the box that your family floated here in.
Oh,
and it was lovely. There will be pictures of that. There will be pictures of that up on the Danny Mike website if I remember. And
that's great. I forgot that happened.
The Tamborelli family trunk.
The funny thing is, the night before, and I think it was right before your parents got home. And when they got home, they kind of ruined this whole idea. So you can blame. We're blaming them.
Wow.
I'm blaming them.
Wow.
Mike and I were going to go on a covert mission to find this. We had no idea where this basement, how to get to the basement.
Yeah, we wanted
where the
to
basement
find
was.
That. Yeah.
And then we had this whole thing made up to go. Maybe do some recon and some photos and see if there's scratches or in there of how many days it took
just
to get to
like the
Ellis.
Fact that you guys thought about sneaking around my parents' fucking house. My parents were so happy to see you both.
We had to do some work that people want to know.
That's why we...
It's nothing's a secret, man, except for the
number of days that your family spent in the trunk floating over.
I'm still counting those scratches. There's a lot.
It's a sophisticated code.
It's a cool looking box. They don't make them
very
like
cool.
that anymore,
very
huh?
cool.
They don't
and
make boxes like that.
Some great comics in there. Specifically one comic that was really great.
Oh,
the Spider-Man?
No, the Ragman.
Ragman. Yeah, that's a great one.
I pulled it out just being a funny little joke. Ragman, never heard of that one. Bam.
And then
serious.
Mike instantly knew
solemn
what it was.
Story about it.
The whole story.
Some reason I was into DC Ghost. Is Ragman's DC, right?
Ragman is DC.
I was into like the Spectre. I was very much into
the Spectre.
I was into, and that was like the Spectre was so gory, and like the way that he got revenge on murderers and shit was horrible. People would be impaled and shattered and turned into flowers.
DC had some more like dark stuff. Like I was a big Jonah Hex fan too, and like those old like 80s Jonah Hex comics are like really fucked up.
Well, the guy is missing some skin on his face.
Yes, he is.
What happened?
Jonah Hex, he was
Cannonball?
Like a Civil War era guy.
Cannonball Western. To the face?
Yeah, some probably.
Yeah. You'd think that would just do it. That'd be it.
No, it was like... It
he
was
had
like,
a sweet
it was
a, Gatling
it was like
gun.
A, it was a graze.
Ricochet?
It was a graze. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't a direct.
Yeah, it's like part of his eye. There's like extra skin over his eye, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, those
keep the
those comics turn I remember Uncle
and
Pat
Lobo,
having those.
Lobo was another one that
oh,
was
good
really,
call.
Really
very violent
dark.
Yeah. That's cool.
This is
I like that. My dad took a comic. He took a Lobo. And when I was like 11, I had a bunch of Lobo comics and my dad like saw them and was like, "What the
who,
fuck
who
is this?"
Who taught you to where,
also
you learn,
also
you
Ultra
to read
Comics
these?
Mantra was another one. And there was like another, there was another one with like a very large breasted woman. And like, I think that was Mantra. I'm not sure. I can't remember because my dad took them away and I never saw them again.
Probably in that crate somewhere.
it's almost like we should have brought that crate to Chiller Theater and sold the contents of it to nerds.
I mean, that's a good idea. Sell some of my old comics.
I think you should sell your comics.
Tubus.
I think you should sell your comics for like, $100 each, but they come with like an autograph, two autograph photos, and a photo opportunity.
But but the podcast photos,
yeah,
yes, but you can only
autograph
get the
photos of me,
photos.
Yeah, autograph.
That's right. Something.
Oh, none of the black and white.
I mean, we knew this already because we've done a few of these cons, but the pictures of Mike and I now, They don't sell as well as the old goody-goody ones.
Much respect to all the internet commenters out there who say that we don't look like we've aged that much. It is very nice.
Yeah, it is
you
very
get that
nice.
A lot, actually.
Yeah. It almost makes it worth it that I've been draining Danny's blood surreptitiously and drinking it for the past 20 years.
And it makes me feel like, wow, I guess I was fatter back then than I thought I was.
But you, what it means... What it
first
means,
fat joke of the cast.
I let you do it. Yeah, I let you do it.
Self-deprecated. And what time are we at?
Time check would be 24:43.
Not bad.
What
not
it
bad.
Means, Dan, is that you in this those fainting spells weren't your fault. I was stealing your blood from you. You had anemia. It wasn't
boy.
Your fault.
Maybe Richard. Greco'd your stomach. He just gazed at your belly.
Oh man! What, imagine that if Richard Greco had the power to just be like,
he
oh,
gave you the Greek belly. He gave you the Greek belly.
I'm giving him a Greek belly.
Greek belly.
I want to be a fly on the wall because Greco and
Dean Cain
had
right
shared
next to each other.
Basically shared a booth. There was a little space between, but that to be a fly on the wall because Dean Cain seems like a very happy, upgoing guy. That is not the case.
Yeah,
with Greco.
So it was like a real yin yang.
Gonna say that it's the yin yang, yin yang room.
That's exactly like Balky and Cousin Larry.
Oh
yeah.
Boy,
we got so many complaints about. We didn't want to talk about that.
I mean, whatever. Who fucking cares?
Mike shut me down.
I'm sure.
No, Mike didn't shut you down. He just wanted you to keep, leave it ambiguous, so maybe we could get into another story about how many people we. Came up to us and we're like, oh man, it's so nice to see you guys having fun. You guys are so cool. The only other tag team at the convention was was
also
them.
Also was
so
on
they were like,
TV.
Oh fuck it.
In the '90s,
right? Also on TV in the '90s, but were not so nice.
Also featuring a couple of ethnically ambiguous characters.
There's also a thing like I was there 4 years ago and I did it and I ran into people that were there 4 years ago and were like, oh man, like right. Good to see you again, blah, blah, blah.
I'm lost in this hotel. I haven't been able to leave for 4 years. Help me.
He was at a different hotel, Michael.
I've survived on this pizza.
They're all connected. Yeah.
But Marklin Baker had done one a couple of years ago. And so
on his own.
He understood.
On his own.
I mean, I was the first time I ever did an autograph thing was this Chiller Theater 4 years ago. And like before that, I was like, I'm never going to do that. That's fucking weird. And I don't know if I like it.
Right.
And then I got there and I was like, I didn't know about having to put a sign up or anything. Like I had fucking drawn like my name, like Danny Tamborelli on it. Like it was super, super fucking.
What,
like,
what color crayons? What color crayons did
blood.
You bring?
No, I can't remember. Actually, my buddy Dave, big shout out to Fuck You Dave from Jersey. He's my buddy. It's a great nickname, right? Fuck You Dave.
Is he into Rippers?
Anyway, yeah, he's definitely into Rippers. He helped me the way that you helped us this year. So he kind of...
What, by being incompetent?
No, by like, you know, doing all the...
No,
doing
absolutely
all the,
not.
No high
the listener, Michael
that.
Has his hand
There's
in the
no
air and I am not
left
hanging.
I've been left hanging. I'm just gonna leave it up.
I didn't.
You're not gonna last.
I had a weird thing about it, and I did it at Chiller, and it like made me realize like this is a really fun thing, and I really like meeting these people, and it and like it's only weird. The stigma is because people might not think it's like the coolest thing to do.
Yes,
like,
but you
people
didn't,
are you know that's like everyone has a kink, right?
You didn't buy sock in Purell 4 years ago, so you're
I
not,
did not.
You're not well positioned to reap the benefits today.
I'm always surprised. It's always positive shit. It's there's not a lot of boneheads there, and. There was a lot of podcast listeners that showed up, so thank you for that.
Yeah, there are tons of podcast listeners.
For saying
and
hello.
Hopefully we converted a few with the business cards we gave out.
Yeah, we gave out a lot of business cards and pins.
That's right.
Pins.
That's right.
So nobody sit on those or anything. Just wear them proudly.
I'm shedding, man. My shorts are shedding.
Danny's
look,
making
I'm
little,
doing. I'm not making
just
a mess.
For the listener, there's a couple things happening. Danny is pulling lint or string or something off of his shorts,
my
making
jean
balls.
Shorts.
And then Mike's hand is in the air because he's refusing to lower it until I give him a high five.
I don't even know what the high five was for. I just did it.
You know what it was for, but calling me incompetent.
No, well, I could.
There's no way to take it back now.
Been sitting on a couple things for.
All right, so the auction for the podcast studio starts tomorrow, 9 a.m.
for the listener. all others have to wait till Wednesday.
That's right. It's like the thrift store. You can't buy the good stuff right away. You got to wait for the auction.
Mm-mm.
You ever go to those?
What thrift store?
I don't know. Like, there's several
in Ohio.
No, here there's City. No,
D2.
Yeah, that's my favorite movie.
That stuff's
come on, man.
Oh, burn.
That's what you get for high fiving him and calling me incompetent.
By extension,
I also like Home Alone 3.
Get them both in there. Actually, if we just for someone while we were signing, we said something about being in.
They saw Slackers.
No, it wasn't Slackers. It was that you and I ended up having an argument over. They're like, oh, Home Alone was like one of the biggest movies, blah blah blah, and I like chimed in to be like, oh yeah, well I was in GTA 5. It was the highest grossing entertainment entity in a weekend ever. And then I thought I had the upper hand by saying that, right. And then Michael just shut me down immediately by saying,
Kevin, you're such a disease.
No, you don't remember?
Home Alone?
It just burned me. No, you're like, are you getting paid for that?
Oh, yeah. How are your residuals on that? Yeah, that's why we're on strike, folks. Support your local actor.
Truth. Well, the Writers Guild's on strike.
Almost. Is SAG done striking video games yet?
Oh, I don't know about that. I haven't done a video game since then because I'm in the union and I go by whatever they say.
Attaboy.
Company man,
big shout
I am
out for the unions of America.
Company man,
yes, I'm kind of brain dead.
You'll be okay, Jeremy. What happened at Chiller that was weird was nobody died. I saw some people with like real big platforms on and cosplayers that were elaborate. Not as many as I thought, but some good cosplayers.
Right,
and nobody got caught on any. Practical lights and nobody impaled themselves on hotel.
Nobody ate too much pizza.
It's the hotel floors.
Oh, the pizza has a self-limiting principle. If you eat too much of it, you can't eat.
Here's the thing, Mike. We didn't go up into the hotel. You're right. Someone could have died in the hotel room.
And we didn't know.
And we didn't know.
That's why we...
And that's a Chiller Theater secret.
That's why we need to get a hotel room next time so we can hide all of our corpses.
Yeah. We should have gotten a hotel. I don't know why we didn't.
Next time.
I just thought it was so close that I was like, we could just go back and forth. And
I enjoyed Casa Tamburelli. I think that was a good little adventure.
That was my good first and last tower since I did get the results back from from the doctor.
Oh, that's right.
So I have a 200...
And iPhone transcribed it for you, yeah. And you didn't read it.
Oh, man, that was great. The voicemail from the doctor's assistant. 285 total cholesterol. That's pretty good, you know. Right. Because I think Eli was only at 121 in his rookie year.
Okay.
And 109 LDL, the worst. No, 209, excuse me.
Oh, that's, yeah,
LDL.
That's a bad
the worst,
one.
The worst cholesterol, which needs to be sub 100. So
what,
we're not
what?
Allowed to talk about tacos anymore.
No more tacos?
We can't talk about tacos on the pro. Oh, I guess I could have a fish taco.
Yeah, fish taco, but as long as it's not fried.
Who has a fried fish taco?
A lot of people
I feel
do.
Like that's the
it's
norm,
like
right?
The thing is like the Baja fish taco. And it's like, come on, man. Can I just get some grilled tilapia?
Oh,
that's what
if
I'm
you,
looking for.
Wait, what if you...
Tilapia?
Like, wait, if you put...
Dude, grilled tilapia is
farm
like...
Farm-raised tilapia?
What if you put...
You
know, there's no...
You use the word farm-raised,
no, there's
me.
No tilapia in the wild. You know that, right?
No.
It's all
true.
It's all been captured.
It's all farm raised. All right. Yeah. First fact check.
Yeah,
of
give
the
me
day.
A fact check on that.
Yeah, they actually do a Logan's run, and when tilapia turn 3, they have to be killed. It's not fair.
It's a Logan's run.
You're going on Sanctuary? You're going on Carousel?
Usually I'm not too into your old school fucking remarks like that. I like that. Logan's run is a good one. Shout out to anyone who knows Logan's run.
Shout out to Michael York and his funny face. Love you.
Mike, what would we do differently at Chiller Theater next time?
We would get there earlier.
Yes.
With a more diverse stomach content than...
We'd stop at a Whole Foods beforehand.
That's not a bad
saying.
Idea. Or just
about,
like a...
I don't know about that.
Grocery.
But we could, yeah. We could make some sandwiches. I can't drink the milk with my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I guess I could drink skim milk. Listen to me. Oh, my God.
You know, I
can't believe this. Skim milk? What has happened to me?
I I've been told that tilapia has been farm raised and it was no longer in the wild, and I don't believe that's true anymore.
Yeah, duh. Or, God, I knew I was right.
Yeah, Jeremy, how do you prove a negative?
That's it.
How do you prove?
Give me time. That's how you prove it.
Sure. Sure.
There's a lot of farm raised salmon in the market.
Told you the earth was flat.
You gotta make sure that you get stuff that's not farm raised.
You can usually tell because it costs like $20.
For a lot.
For not.
Farm raised is not as expensive.
All right, so fine, I lose this one. So
can you just, for everyone listening right now, can say what's on the screen there, that there is no evidence of this?
Well, it doesn't, I mean. Tilapia are mainly freshwater fish inhabiting shallow streams, ponds, rivers, lakes, and less commonly found in living in brackish water. Mike?
Not a big fan of brackish water.
Didn't
it's like salty and standing. Well, I mean, it's necessary. You got to have wetlands because they absorb a lot of the storm surge.
I like brackish water because I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, he doesn't have a choice.
I can't help it.
He doesn't really have a choice. If it wasn't for brackish water, I wouldn't have none at all.
Tilapia is the fourth most consumed fish in the United States dating back to 2002. The popularity of tilapia came due to its cheap price, easy prep, and mild taste.
I would say that I never heard of tilapia before 2002, but I'm not a fish aficionado.
Wow. Wow. That's a, yeah. That's, see, look, Jeremy, for the listener, hear this. That's
yeah,
a high five.
You guys can high five all you want.
That high five was earned, buddy.
That was an earned high five for earned. A great, great pun. Perfect pun, actually.
It sounded good. I mean, we got it in the mics, which is great.
I didn't shout it into the air.
All right, here's the cons of tilapia. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, you want to go to Tilapia Con? Because we can sell pictures. We can sell pictures there, I think,
of me eating tilapia tacos. Right.
No, I think you sell it for smelt. And then you trade the smelt for more tilapia. It's like a pachinko game.
Not nearly as many omega-3 fatty acids as other fish. Oh, they're vegetarians, tilapias.
I'm supposed to get more omega-3 fatty acids, I'm sure.
Mm. So we'll get you on a tuna regimen.
In the United States, live tilapia come from U.S. farms.
But dead tilapia are no one's friends.
So I think maybe that's what I just got it mixed up.
Live tilapia, meaning they sell
if
you
want to get
fish.
A pet. If you want to get a pet, they're usually farmed.
Jeremy.
They usually come from tilapia mills.
I think the idea is
mills.
That there's more farm-raised tilapia than
tilapia
in
mills
the
in Missouri, in the Ozarks. They grow them in pens because they can't get anywhere. But then they homeschool them, so they really...
Yeah. And then did they survive
waiting
on hummus?
Waiting for the turn.
They survive on hummus. Yes, a plane load of farmed tilapia crash landed in the Ozarks and survived on all vegetarian feed. Love you guys.
I mean, that was something.
You had Danny going for quite some time.
You did not have me going because I've seen that movie. That's why I was like trying to figure out what the hell he was doing.
Listen, dude, I've seen that movie, okay? I know how it turns out. The hummus is found untouched. Nobody eats the hummus.
And carrots. What about the carrots?
They were all lathed down into baby carrots. The fellas were so bored that to pass the time, they would gnaw down the imperfect carrots into baby carrots. I got a groan out of Tim Riley.
Well, I'm just hungry, man. I haven't eaten real food since Tuesday.
I haven't eaten real food since last weekend.
That's the thing, too. Like, I went right into fucking...
I went right to, what, into smoothies?
Yeah, I went right into an eight-day detox on Monday.
So, two rippers,
two cheeseburgers,
six slices of pizza, two cheeseburgers, and
four,
then the next...
Hold on. Four chicken fingers done Jersey style the way I like it with butter and Frank's Red Hot.
Yep.
And then 2 days later, after the con,
and then Sunday I don't think I ate much of anything.
Two nights have passed.
Actually, I ate one piece of pizza because I needed to eat something.
Two days of missing time.
Oh no, that's not true. Then we went to Acapulco and I ate fucking four tacos.
I was thinking
I did.
That
I went out
get...
super hard.
Well,
man.
We hadn't eaten all day at that point. We didn't eat anything on Sunday, so I was thinking that I could get away with you, maybe three tacos, me with a chorizo taco. But no, man, you housed the.
I housed four tacos.
Yeah, he's Gavon, and I had my favorite enchiladas with chile
mole.
With enchiladas with the mole poblano, and I went with chicken instead of cheese because I was thinking of the doctor's words echoing in my mind.
Attaboy.
I hate her. I mean, I love her. She's very sweet.
She's trying to save your life.
No, it's a good thing.
Yes.
saving your life is a good thing. Eating well is a good thing. I'm happy to be able to eat food today for the first time.
Since we already talked about shits on this podcast, did you have a funny cleanse poop?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. And I think that's good because I've been eating really well for the last year. Like, for real.
Whenever we have adventures.
Well, look.
Or cons.
Look.
Or
85% of the time.
Jounce Tour.
Jounce Tour, I changed my ways,
yeah,
man.
They're now sponsored by CSA.
No. I want to be sponsored by Lara Bars and Epic Bars, because that's what keeps me going on the road, but.
We'll see what we can do.
I'm saying, I didn't have crazy, like, detox poo, because I feel like my body didn't need to get rid of all that crap, because there's not a lot of crap in it.
Welcome to the podcast, Shits and Selling Out.
Wait, selling out?
To all our various corporate sponsors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went from brands we hate, or Mike hates, to...
selling out.
Straight up selling out.
We're at the yin and yang. We were talking about the Dean Cain, Richard Grieco thing, so now we're just doing the yin and yang for brands he hates, me being like, sponsor us!
No, that'd be great. We have to get Richard Grieco to play Bizarro. You know, Dean Cain was Superman.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bizarro? It was like a Superman with like a cracked up face and a backwards S on his chest.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Should we fact check that?
He was created.
That's a real thing.
I thought he was from the Bizarro dimension. He's from his own dimension. I think Mr. Mitzelplick pulls him in, but he's from in Bizarro world. That's a real place where Bizarro is.
We're living in it right now.
No, Bizarro is the Superman of that world. I guess it's directly comparable that Trump is the president of that world too.
Yeah.
Do you, as far as Grieco goes, do you think that's the best,
lie he's
character?
Told about his age?
No, is there a better comic book? Would a drunk Gambit be more? Could he rock
Richard
a drunk
Grieco
Gambit?
Could only be Gambit's dad. He'd be dead. His
he went out for
his abusive,
a pack of cards,
his abusive dad.
He
yeah, he went
back.
Out for a pack
he
of smokes and a carton
of
notes.
And he never came.
I'm still not high fiving you. 1943 and never came back. I'm still not high fiving you. The logistics.
He
of
taught, and he just sits
very
there.
Tough.
Richard Grieco sits there flipping cards like that, just being like, "I taught him everything he knew."
But he only comes back once he gets a little notoriety.
He only comes back when Gambit gets famous because he wants to suck.
Remember these cards? I finally found them.
If you're not first, you're last. Two tickets. I got two tickets for sale. Two tickets for sale.
Ricky Bobby. Look at this guy.
It made me cough. That was
Talladega
funny.
Nights.
Shout out to Ricky and Bobby.
Oh, it's one guy.
I know.
It's actually a hyphenated last name. His name is James Ricky Bobby.
JRB.
Yeah.
I was kind of happy to see Barbara Hershey there at the comic convention.
Yeah, you were. Did you go up and talk to her?
No. The only reason nobody else knew, well, you guys, I don't think, did you know Barbara Hershey?
Yes. Yes.
I just knew her from, my mom used to love that movie Beaches. So, I think she died in that movie. I don't mean to spoil it for everybody, but I just did. but I don't think our fans
spoiler
line up with
alert,
Beaches.
Beaches.
I think he just ruined the miniseries, too.
Yeah, and the web series and the comic series.
Shit. And then HBO just bought Beach Maintenance. I guess that's not going to happen now.
But there were, yeah. Other than the bad food, I mean, I had a hell of a good time.
Yeah,
thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we met some nice
Thank
nerds. We met some Jersey people.
Yeah, the guys that run the. You know what? Also, I liked our neighbors, our direct neighbor next door, which is very funny because our booth is sort of like the punk rock version of a con booth. You know, it's like shit's taped to the wall, and it's not.
There's someone
finessed,
sleeping under
which
the
I'm
table.
Cool with. And then our next door neighbor is
Amy Locane.
Yes, from such hits as.
Airheads and Crybaby.
The rock and roll, the rock and roll girlfriend from Airheads. That's all.
Very
that's...
beautiful, beautiful woman, and so she has all these
you
beautiful
wrote that
headshots
song before you met me
from all these movies. Oh yeah, and then but she was very nice.
And
yeah.
Jeremy's just sitting there in a pile of his own sick.
God, I can never get tired of hearing that phrase.
What
puddle of your own sick?
Yeah, because it. Because
disgusting.
Sick, well,
it's absolutely disgusting.
I know, but it's like
because sick is not a noun, but in this case, it works.
What's Jeremy doing? Oh, he's just lounging in a puddle of his own sick.
Still getting the merch out there, though, so we're gonna pay him.
Actually, I wasn't even close to a puddle of sick. Tamborelli was
no,
much
that
closer.
Was just me. You kept pinching me. I was like, we have these funny things that little jokes. We do these little jokes that Morona likes to do every time we take a picture. He'll always go, be careful, Danny's a pincher. And then he'll pinch me.
And then he gives me like three brisk rubs on the back of my neck every single picture. And I don't get it. Like, what is that? How does that help me take a photo?
I don't touch you. I grab your arm. Sometimes there's pictures of like us, like with our hands on top of each other on someone's shoulder,
controlling
like,
each other.
Yeah, there's definitely a back and forth that goes on when you take a picture with us at these places.
We've actually got some.
And
MIT.
I don't normally mind it. Like it's fun, and like I get it. Like he'll pinch me. Yeah, it's funny. It hurts. Whatever. I make a funny face.
I pull his hair.
They'll snap the picture. But I was feeling so shitty on Saturday that every time you did it, I was like, stop, fucking stop. I'm so pissed at you. Stop fucking touching me.
But it's weird because none of the pictures were ruined by people hearing him say that. Like, we have no,
because I'm a professional and I keep it inside. Wow. And then I punch you in the shoulder.
Not only that, you kept it inside for a whole week until we talked about it now.
It might still be in there. I want to go back to all of the cons we've done. Kamikaze, Chiller Theater, a million of them. And I'm going to look at all the photos and all where your hand placements are in all of these photos and just make a huge collage.
So they'd definitely be all over the place.
Yeah.
I think this is something you could motivate Reddit to do this quicker.
Yeah, Reddit.
Right in the soundboard sort of wheelhouse.
So we're gonna get we'll put up a Craigslist ad for a research assistant.
thesis: where it all went wrong. Thesis: Michael has abused Danny for years, not satisfied with merely drinking his blood to stay young.
Maybe it's the blood that's screwed up your bad cholesterol.
Oh, Danny blood. Duh. He's been giving me the shitty blood this whole time.
Yeah, I saved him my blood from 2 years ago. I know where you like to get it from.
He lets it pool in his kidney. He lets it pool in his kidney, and I'm just an idiot. No, it's just like...
It's supposed to be blue blood, man, not red blood.
If you put the siphon into the bottom of the pan, you get all the, like, the particles.
The griddle.
Yeah, you eat all the griddle that's sitting on the bottom.
Danny griddle.
You know how, like, Costco gas or gas that, like, it's like they turn it a different color? So, like, they can check, see if you're not, like, a member, and you get gas. They can, like, check and see, like, this isn't our gas.
None of us have bought gas at Costco except you.
No, I haven't. I'm just saying I know this to be a fact.
I know it exists, but I never knew it was a
people,
different color
like,
gasoline.
Private gasoline or something like that, they can, like, they dye it a color so they can stick, you know, like a dipstick in there and pull out and be like, oh, you have... You know, you're not a member, and you paid for this gas. I don't know who does that, but it happens.
Do you think it's blue? Because that's
it is blue.
But both you and I know that there is no gas in this tank. Campbell, go home. The Crystal Pepsi, sure. Crystal Amico Crystal Ultimate, sure.
Yeah.
Don't
do it.
Don't.
Absolutely not.
Do not dye your gasoline. Don't do it.
Don't dye gas.
You know, did I ever tell the story about I worked at a full service gas station? That was one of my first jobs after Paperboy. And
you beat that game? That was such a hard
game. Actually, I love that game.
That was such a hard
game. I have that game,
dude.
We should play that afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get down on that. Actually, I don't have a console. I got to get a console. There was an arm wrestling match. You know, the toughest kid in town was going to go up against the old man, who just passed away, by the way. And it was a really good friend and shaped me to who I am today. Taught me all the bad words, all the stuff. He was a good coworker.
Had a cheated arm wrestling.
Von Burton. Rest in peace, buddy. So he was going to arm wrestle another kid in town. I was pumping gas, but I was so excited that I left the hose in a car, in a BMW, I think, maybe, Mercedes. And I ran back inside.
They drove off.
And the guy drove off, ripped it off of the handle off of the hose.
So the hose is just...
Yep. And luckily, then the gas didn't fly everywhere, but the guy did circle back around, and there was a...
I believe this is yours.
Wow. And my boss was not happy with me.
Yeah.
Not happy.
But who won the arm wrestling contest, most importantly?
The young guy, yes. Yes.
How old was Vaughn?
He was in his probably 60s. Yeah, but he could hold his own. But this kid was, you know, he was a ruffian.
I did that at a self-serve place once while we were
on
tour and like maybe like 22 years old.
You just kept going?
I don't know. I just, I was tired. I was late. Got the nozzle. I thought it pulled out. No, it didn't like rip like that. Like the nozzle pulled out of the.
You got lucky.
Yeah, I know. I definitely did. But it was one of those moments where I pulled off and it made that noise. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Oh my God. I am the dumbest motherfucker ever.
Yeah.
I have no stories like that. I took a picture of myself in front of a gas pump in the year 2000 with a cop pointing you that says, I think it was in West Virginia or in Kentucky. It was in one of those two states with a cop pointing at you that says, if you gas and go and don't pay for it, you'll lose your license.
Yep.
A little warning sticker on every single gas pump.
So that's what we're going to leave you with, folks. Do not gas and go.
Don't gas and go.
Don't gas and go, man. Even if you don't like BP because they did a lot of shitty stuff, you're there.
Don't go to BP.
There's really
no... don't go to Exxon.
Yeah, don't go to any of them, actually.
Yeah, they're all pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Go to Speedway.
Well, Brazil is working on this gas a whole
lot. Round the corner.
Round the country. If you're on your way to convenience stores of Speedway. See, we had those in Ohio, and I think they're just now making the
Do you know I have a new song for that? Because all I can hear is round the corner, fudge is made. And then I added in the front is lemonade. And if you do those things consecutively, that means you're incontinent.
Oh, I was going to say you're an Arnold Palmer iced tea, but
that rhymes better. That's much better.
Well, folks, I'm being actual and factual about that. If you're arbitrarily shitting and pissing yourself, you're incontinent.
Or you could be at Comic-Con in New Jersey. You could be at Chiller Theater in New Jersey.
And if that's your thing, that's cool. Just get some Purell, man.
Get some Purell, and we'll be back because we liked everyone there.
Yeah.
And they can't let us leave because we left our foot in the door.
Thanks, y'all.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Bailey. The podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.